From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Less than 24 hours after canceling his planned summit with Kim Jong-un, President Trump says the U.S. is working with North Korea about getting it back on track. AP Sagar Magani following the story.
The president tweeted North Korea responded warmly to the cancellation and that it's still willing to meet with him.
We're talking to them now. It was a very nice statement they put out. We'll see what happens.
Saying the summit could even happen as originally planned on June 12th. The White House yesterday said the North had backed off on several promises ahead of the meeting and stood up a U.S. logistical planning team in Singapore. For a president who often brags about his own negotiating tactics.
Everybody plays games.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In an exclusive interview with VOA's Persian service, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Iran should allow the International Atomic Energy Agency inspections.
If they want a peaceful nuclear energy program, fine, but they can import that material. Other countries do it. It works for many countries around the world. And in order for us to achieve that, to get comfortable if that's the case, there will have to be inspections.
President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, saying it was a bad agreement because Iran was not living up to its side of the deal. The IAEA has repeatedly confirmed Tehran has been meeting its nuclear commitments fully. U.S. efforts to combat terrorists based in Africa are running into problems such as the constantly shifting alliances and aims of the terrorist fighters themselves. Officials say a new type of terror operative is out there. This is VOA News. With the latest on the shooting down of a Malaysia Airlines passenger jet 4 years ago over eastern Ukraine, here's VOA's Martin Seacrest.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop blamed Russia for the downing of a Malaysian Airlines passenger jet over eastern Ukraine in 2014, killing all 298 aboard, including 38 Australians.
Australia and the Netherlands have now informed the Russian Federation that we hold it responsible under international law for its role in the bringing down of MH17.
Dutch Foreign Minister Stef Blok said it has now been indisputably proven that there is a direct link between the rocket that hit MH17 and the Russian army. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has dismissed the international investigation into the downing of flight MH17 as deeply flawed. A new European data privacy law has taken effect, ushering in an era intended to better protect the personal data of citizens and overhaul how companies collect, process, and store such information. Claude Moras, a member of the European Parliament, stresses the importance of the General Data Protection Regulation Law, which has come into play.
GDPR is important, and it will bring obligations to many of these companies and platforms to help us, the individual, shift some of the power back to the individual from the companies, from the social platforms, and it will do this through regulations.
Companies will continue to gather and analyze data, but must now justify reasons for collecting and using that data. They are also prohibited under the new law from using the information for a different reason at a later time. A third lava flow from Hawaii's active Kilauea volcano has streamed into the Pacific Ocean. Volcanic eruptions and lava flows continued for a third week on the Big Island, destroying dozens of buildings and homes and creating a nearly 10-kilometer-long series of cracks or fissures. Heath Dalton lost his family home to fissure eruptions. He was interviewed by KHON-TV News.
It was fissure 9. There was one right in front of our driveway. And then once we were able to hike back to the house, we have one in our yard. And then the fissure kept going, and it literally opened up underneath the house on Moku. You can see the house, what's left of the house on both sides of the fissure.
Since the eruptions began on May 3rd, some 2,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. And after 3 weeks of eruptions, geologists say the volcano has entered a steady state of eruption. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello, and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell from Washington. In these next 55 minutes, as we groove and get hip to Africa's best music, your ear is going to pick up on one particular kind of sound. It's the xylophone. Called marimba in some parts, bala, balafon, timbila, or gil in others, this majestic instrument dominates the soundscape of today's program to honor the recent passing of a great xylophonist, a master from Ghana, Bernard Woma. Two distinguished artists, Ghanaian singer Wiala and American drummer and producer Chris Wabik, who recorded with Woma in the past, join us by phone to pay tribute. Of course, I've got other great stuff for you, too. Some current hits from South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. Two releases by Ghana's Rocky Dawuni and the Senegal-Swedish duo Susu and Maher Sissoko. And a freshman single by Kirani Ayat, a new pop artist from Ghana. There's Song of the Week, too. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. We begin in South Africa. Here's the latest offering from the trio Mikasa with Magalena.
This goes out to one of the realest, to one of the greatest to ever do it, Sergio Mendes. Cala con la boca, la cuenta perdida, tocante a tu esa pudiña, señores, se lembra. De aquí no tengo que vivir, Ana Rosa, como afina, la barriga, otra vida para crear. Cala con la boca, la cuenta perdida, tocante a tu esa pudiña, señores, se lembra. De aquí no tengo que vivir, Ana Rosa, como afina, la barriga, otra vida para crear. Che, 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 che.
Yeah, all right. Hello, peepas. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host. And that was Mikasa with a track from their 2017 album, Familia. Now, just next door, we move to Zimbabwe. This is the man on fire in the whole South African region, Ja Preza. Here he sings Nzio Yerudo, featuring Yemi Alade. That was Ja Preza from Zimbabwe with the lovely queen of Afrobeats, Yemi Alade. Next up, our first xylophone sound of the hour. Actually, it's bala in these parts, but first this.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
As I mentioned at the top of the hour, today's program pays tribute to the late Bernard Woma, master xylophone player from Ghana. And in a moment, we'll hear from one of his American collaborators, Chris Wabick, and listen to a sample of the music that they recorded together in 2009. But to set the stage, here's a contemporary 10-piece balafone or xylophone band from Mali, Boison. In the Bois or Bobo language, that means Bobo children. Right, yeah, that was Boison from Mali. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa.
One.
Take one only.
Yes.
Bernard Woma was a master xylophonist from Nandom, a small village near the Burkina Faso border in northwestern Ghana. He earned his bachelor's degree and then two master's degrees in the United States and founded the Dagara Music and Arts Center, called DMC, in Ghana. The beloved teacher, mentor, and friend passed away on Friday, April 27th, after a courageous fight with cancer. Bernard devoted his life to playing and exposing the world to traditional Ghanaian music, art, and culture. He was in eastern Kentucky in the U.S. when he passed, doing what he loved, spreading his love and joy of traditional music. This is Chicken Coop, a track from Bernard's 2009 EP, Crossroads. He's playing on an extended Gil, and American drummer, producer, and director of world music percussion and drum kit at University of Arizona, Chris Wabick, is playing percussion. Chris, earlier this week, who's currently in Tokyo, to talk about and remember Bernard Woma. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine. So what comes to mind when you think of Bernard Woma?
Oh, he's like the earth, really. I mean, he's just a super genuine guy, and everything he does just seems to come straight out, you know, from his heart and what he's thinking.
How did the two of you meet?
I was doing a bunch of residencies actually around the country with different steel drum bands, and kept hearing his name from different people, kind of the same circuit. And Gary Cook, who was at University of Arizona in Tucson, was having Bernard like for a residency and having me for the next residency, and we were going to miss each other by 2 days. So he just asked me, you know, why don't I come early and have Bernard stay late? And we could beat and jam and do a recording and whatnot. So that's kind of how that whole thing came up. Also, the instrument that he had belonged to Steve Hemphill, who was at another university in the States. And it's an extended range Gil, which is, I think it's almost double the size of a normal Gil.
Oh, wow. A normal Gil has, 18 keys?
I believe so, yeah. Mm-hmm. This one was kind of like a bass. It really went down far, and Bernard saw the instrument and flipped out. He's like, you know, there's only like a dozen of these ever made by this one guy that he knew who was no longer living, and he's like, can I record with this? We're like, sure. And he explained that, you know, this particular instrument was tuned to the way that this guy sang music. Like basically the songs and the keys that he sang, mm-hmm. that was just it. It was, I mean, I guess none of them are really tuned to a standard scale. It's just sort of like to the builder and what songs that they do. So anyway, it didn't make any sense as far as like chromatic instruments. Mm-hmm. So I got an old steel drum the school had that was in pretty bad shape or whatever, and just kind of tuned it to that instrument. So we could dialogue the same.
Oh, so that's all of those pieces are, those two instruments.
Yeah, there are no overdubs. It's all live.
Wow.
So, like the...
Just the two of you? Well, the song that I like them all, but I like the one called Chicken Coop.
Yeah, that's just the two of us.
So what was it like working with Bernard?
Oh, really super easy. I mean, and he's like a powerhouse, just the way he plays and everything is very strong and very, in a way, he doesn't need me.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He can play everything himself, and it's just a kind of a complete thing. And so I try to just fit around it, like mm-hmm. bass frequencies and upper frequencies, so he can have the entire middle to himself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Super cool, though.
Thanks so much for talking to me from Tokyo.
Of course.
Thanks.
It's music time in Africa.
All right. Hello, music lovers. You just heard the music of the late Bernard Woma. and a few words about him from musician and producer Chris Wabick. There's more xylophone music and memories of Bernard later in the show. But for the next three tunes, it's Afro beats and reggae time. Out of Malawi, here's Don Lu's hot new single, Akumva Pain.
Engage yourself. The family out. Keep on your Facebook.
This is Heather, and we just heard Malawian musician Don Lu's single, Akumva Pain. That was taken off his yet-to-be-released album, Game Changer, due out in December of this year.
Burn one, baby, burn!
Here's Rocky Dawoni's latest single. He sings in strong support of, no big surprise here, legalizing marijuana.
Burn!
Right now, there will be no need for another confrontation. So, Let's get together, we'll be burning all night.
Rocky Dawuni with his new single, Burn One. And now, introducing Kirani Ayat. This up-and-coming artist is also from Ghana. He sent me this song and his video, and it's great. He dedicates it to anyone battling depression or going through hard times. Kirani's message, don't retire. It'll get better.
It's just me alone, but I don't want to die alone. She was born alone. No, she don't wanna die alone. Cause I need love, I know you need to, you need to. And I need joy, I know you need to, you need to. And I need friends, I know you need to, you need to. We all need money, money. Don't retire, good on the side. Any pass your day, don't retire, good on this up. And they were just not before me, say, don't retire, good on this up. Any pass your day, don't retire, good on this up. And they were just not before me, I need love, I need love. Ooh, yeah. I need joy, I need joy. Ooh, yeah. I need friends, I need, ooh, yeah. I need money. What's the point? Tell me what's the point, Mr. Hot Guy? You the front, you the flex, you the yard, you the right, you the act like it's don't stink. Tell me what's the point? Oh, what's the point? This boss chick, you the rush, you the pray, you the flex every time, you the act like it's don't stink. I won't retire. I won't retire. Listen what people go talk. Make you know, listen, listen what people go say. Make you know, listen, listen what people go talk. Make you know, listen, listen what people go say. Now life is short, but life is sweet. I said life is short, but life is sweet. My buddy Keso told me life is short, but life is sweet. I said life is short, but I know life is sweet. Don't retire, good on this up. Any pass your day, don't retire, good on this up. And they were just not before me, say, don't retire, good on this up. Any pass your day, don't retire, good on this up. And they were just not before me, I need love.
That was Kirani Ayat from Ghana with his first single, peeps. Awesome. This is Dr. Max, and now it's time to return to the xylophones of Africa and to our remembrance of the great Ghanaian Zil musician Bernard Woma, who was lost to us on April 27th. Singer-songwriter Wiyala joins us by phone from South Africa for that. But first, Kwame Ofori joins me for our Song of the Week.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Hey, Kwame, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So I picked out this Song of the Week.
Okay.
And it's called Sajo by Kase Madi Jabate, who is a Malian griot singer.
Nice.
And the balafone or xylophone player is Lansana Jabate.
Yes, yes. I did hear a lot of xylophone being played in there. It sounded exquisite. It was good.
Now, Kwame, this song is being sung in Bambara, so many people, including you, probably don't know what he's singing about.
Nope, I don't.
Well, let me tell you the story. It's real quick, and I'm just reading off the liner notes to this album. Some river villages in Mali, it says, have a favorite hippopotamus that often returns to see them and is treated indulgently.
Okay.
Now, a famous story is about Sajo, who's a mother hippopotamus who was known in the Niger River villages around Bafula Bay, which is one area.
Mm-hmm.
The story tells how the animal searched for many months for her child after it had been killed by a foreign hunter. The animal's devotion and persistence impressed all the villagers, and the song then, the story of her, provides a strong image of the power of affection between human beings and animals.
Very poetic, and I must say it sounds like an Anansi story. Yeah. That was nice.
It's beautiful though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. Let's listen to it.
Ali mampete Bafula be malisa jo sa jo malisa jo Yamario Bafila Malisa Yolara Kaligari Mahotu Alayata Dunia Sate Buluna Gelena for Luzavalia Ameo Sigiro Lumoro Kaliyo Mafila Kalimina. Kanumara femi fa koni majufa bara. Ah, Amanga numa o balake kanu Vensa Ala misola sija ni kene yala Oh Malisa Ah oh, hey Yamalu on mora no mo mama go jumu ngela
Right, so that was Kasemari Jabate and Lansana Jabate from Mali with Sajo. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Santi here for you now and always.
Song of the week.
Hi, Willy Nubians, and you're listening to
Music Time in Africa
on Voice of America with Heather Maxwell.
Okay, hello, peepers. Now we're entering xylophone territory of Bobo River people in central Mali and Burkina Faso. This is Loyi Yara.
I'm Suzanne Owio from Kenya. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Wiala is a young, dynamic singer-songwriter from northern Ghana. She's a pop artist, as you can hear with this song, Africa, recorded in 2014.
The land is good, the land is fine. Gold we have, diamonds we mine. Yet we fight, we cover it all in blood. Tell me why we wallow in the mud. Africa.
You can hear a hint of the xylophone in the mix, right? Well, yeah, that's because Wiala likes to stay connected to her musical roots and to her traditions when she can. In the light of the recent death of Dagao xylophone master Bernard Woma, who also grew up from northern Ghana, I called Wiala to get her thoughts on the importance of the xylophone today and on traditional music and dance schools like the one Bernard founded in Accra, the Dagara Music and Arts Center. This phone conversation was recorded earlier this week. Wiala, how important is the xylophone in Ghanaian music?
The xylophone is very important. It is our number one identity. The moment you see xylophone, you know it's Ghana, especially the northern part. That's our strongest instrument when it comes to music, yes.
How has it influenced you as an artist?
So I've grown up listening to people play the xylophone, especially during funerals. We use it in the church. And when we have chieftaincy celebrations, almost in everything that we celebrate that has to do with entertainment, we use the xylophone. Especially when you're in a group, the xylophone is used to start the lead. It's more like a lead vocalist. Like if you are going to sing ding 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 ding, they use the xylophone first to sing the song, then you all know the song coming, yeah.
All right, well, as you probably know, on Friday, April 27th, Bernard Woma, who was an albino xylophone player from northwest region of Ghana, he passed away. He lived in the U.S. for a long time, but he passed away. He built a school and dance troupe in Accra that was dedicated to xylophone and traditional music and dance. How do you feel about schools like that in Ghana? Are they important?
They are very important. But unfortunately, we don't have a lot of schools like that. And people these days don't really pay attention. Meanwhile, it is very important that we have schools like that because that's where our children can learn more about our indigenous music, which doesn't only entertain people, but speaks wisdom, teaches people about life. Because every song, there's definitely a moral behind it, whether it's about love, it's about war, it's about life, anything. There's always something to take out there. So the school he has built, for me, I would have loved that we have almost about every region should have at least one, every region. For every village, at least more.
Maybe one day you can build one.
I would love to. I have not been able to start with a school, but I started a cultural space in my village. And I hope what you have built in Accra, the same vision we had to continue the tradition musically and all that, I can also at least, if I can do all that, I have tried.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your thoughts on that, and may he rest in peace, Bernard Woma. I have one. But to refocus, since I am talking to you, I would like to know what you are up to right now.
Studio in South Africa. I'm recording my third album, which has a lot to do with traditional music as well. As I said, I'm just going back and I'm singing old songs that were never recorded. Mm-hmm. Great people wrote. A lot of the children don't know them. I have decided that, look, I have to add most of these songs to my album so that I can you know, spread the word. We can all do our part.
Wiala, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Right, hello, babies. This is Music Time in Africa. And that was Ghanaian singer-songwriter Wiala speaking with me by phone from South Africa earlier this week in relation to the passing of master zil player Bernard Woma. I've got two more songs for you. This one here is a cut from Swedish-Senegalese married duo Susu and Maher Sissoko's latest album. He plays Kora and sings, and she plays guitar, and sometimes Kora and she sings. Here, Susu's singing about children. She describes the feeling of wanting to save a copy of her child at every age. You want time to stop, she sings, but at the same time, you want to see your child grow.
Small, small hender, stick your say after. Små, små trevande steg söker någon att hålla i. Jag vill stoppa tiden samtidigt se dig växa. Gemo, gemo, aua, aua.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right, this is the last song of the hour. It's an instrumental marimba tune from Zimbabwe by one of that country's greatest musicians and music scholars of all time, Abraham Dumisani Marare. Dumi, as he was known to friends, passed away in 1999. But he accomplished great things during his time, including earning a PhD in ethnomusicology in the U.S. and starting his own program like that at the University of Zimbabwe in Harare. Once again, to honor the recent passing of Dagao xylophone master Bernard Woma, a friend and a champion of traditional Ghanaian music and that wonderful field of study we call ethnomusicology, here's Yuvi Maiwe. For joining me today. Special thanks to Chris Wabik and Wiyala for sharing their time and thoughts to our dearly departed Bernard Woma. Also thank you, Kirani Ayat, for sending me your song, and Kwame Ofori for joining me in the studio for Song of the Week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 220500 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, stay blessed.